Okay. All right, good evening. I'd like to call the Wednesday, May 1st, 2024 meeting of the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District to order. And may we have roll call, please?
Chair Linda Austin?
Here.
Vice Chair Karen Ray Russom?
Here.
Director Karen Bright?
Here.
All right, thank you very much. Will you please join me in the flag salute?
Ready to begin?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. That brings us to agenda review. Is there anything anybody wants to pull or change on the agenda?
Nope.
All right. Then we'll accept the agenda as presented. Now that brings us to public comment for items that are not on the agenda. Is there any public comment?
Hi.
Good evening.
My name is Charles Varney. I'm president of the Oceano Community Services District Board of Directors. And I came by tonight. I'm the alternate to Director Austin, and I haven't been to a meeting before, so I wanted to attend. And I also wanted to call your attention to a new grant opportunity that's just come out from the Governor's Office of Planning and Research. And these are grants for integrated climate adaptation and resiliency. They allocated, I think, $25 million to this last year. They have another big pot of money. And the first grant that they are listing on their information packet is, I want to make sure I get this correct, it's for local resilience planning. And since we're facing the need to relocate our wastewater treatment plant, have it operational by 2047 in a new place, it is, I don't think, it's 23 years away, but this grant is available now for doing that kind of futuristic planning. And they very much look at collaboration and coordination among interagencies to fund this. And given, I think we're all aware of the changed ecosystem of water right now, and I'm not just talking environmentally, but politically and project-wise, that we really have an opportunity right now to sit down collectively and begin to look at how we really want to do something on a regional basis, do the whole enchilada, do phase two of Central Coast Blue. I mean, really recycle our wastewater, get the whole thing going in a project that will be functional 100 years from now. You know, really do the right thing. So I'm going to be attending the grant application meeting tomorrow. It's at 3 o'clock, a virtual meeting, to report back to our board, and be happy to report back to anybody. But I think that this could be an opportunity that the governor wants to give us money to do this work. So this might be a way for us to at least get a working group together and make application for some of that money. I think they would be looking very favorably on this. And I know that both Senator Laird and Assemblyperson Addis are very supportive of an effort like this. So I wanted to call it to your attention and wanted to attend the meeting. So thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there any other public comment? Okay, seeing no one here, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Is there any, this is approval of warrants in the meeting minutes of March 6, 2024. Is there any public comment on the consent agenda? Seeing none. Any comments from the, any questions?
No.
Okay, I'll look for a motion.
I'll move that we accept or that we approve items 5A and 5B as published.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a roll call, please?
Chair Linda Austin?
Yes.
Vice Chair Karen Ray Russin?
Yes.
Director Karen Bright?
Yes.
All right, thank you. For our action items, we have the 2024-25 fiscal year budget. We'll set the public hearing for June 5th, 2024. So do we have a presentation on? Okay, so then we'll go ahead and do the presentation and then we'll have public comment or open it up afterwards.
All right, good evening, board. This is the fiscal year 2024-25
budget. Tonight's recommendation is that the board provide input regarding the proposed fiscal year budget and set a notice for public hearing for June 5th, 2024. The district's capital program consists of two projects during this fiscal year. The redundancy project will complete construction and operational startup of the project, and the SCADA project. This budget includes $25,000 for final completion and integration of the district supervisory control and data acquisition software with the redundancy project's new equipment. These efforts are focused on integrating control over the existing plant infrastructure with control of the newly constructed process and equipment. Our anticipated revenues for this fiscal year are $7,952,500. Our revenues are generated from service charges and fees, connection fees for when new development connects to our trunk line, interest. We're going to use bond funding, we're going to use some reserves, and we also have brine revenue. Our total operating expenditures are anticipated to be $4,554,900. In our operating budget, we have salaries and wages, employee benefits and other personnel costs, permits, fees, and licenses, communications and computer support, administrative costs, legal costs, engineering, coastal hazards and monitoring, the LAFCO budget share, the Zone 1-1A agreement, the agency billing, disposal services, utilities, maintenance tools and replacements, materials, services and supplies, and training, education, and memberships. This slide shows a breakdown of the administrative costs. We're anticipating $301,800. And our administrative cost consists of computer support, the advertising, legal and recruitment, insurance liability, professional service electrician, public outreach, auditing, board member service, human resources, chemical analysis, records management, AGP video, fiscal services, and strategic planning. The maintenance tools and replacement account is anticipated for $296,000. In this account, we have regular equipment maintenance, automotive maintenance, structure maintenance, and trunk sewer maintenance. Materials, services and supplies is anticipated $998,500. And in this account, we have safety supplies, temporary labor service, employee uniforms, equipment rental, gas and oil, administrative building supplies, lab supplies, office supplies and expense, plant chemicals, and office equipment and computers, and the GIS system. Our staffing will remain the same. We're going to have 10 full-time positions funded in this budget. We have one district administrator, one secretary bookkeeper, one plant superintendent, one plant operations supervisor, one plant senior operator, one laboratory technician, and four plant operator grade twos. Our temporary operational staff includes $200,000 that will be necessary as the redundancy project is commissioned and brought into service. Temporary staffing will be employed to assist during the 6 weeks of the 24/7 startup operations and the first year of new process operations. The total other charges is for the debt service, and this year we will be paying $1,046,600. The capital outlay in the operating fund is $35,000. This year, we budgeted for a portable sampler, a media dispenser, a BOD incubator, and a refrigerator. Our capital outlay in the expansion fund is $1,025,000. The SCADA is anticipated $25,000. And we budgeted $1 million to complete the redundancy project. The proposed Fund 26 capital projects, they total $1,137,000. And those projects are the Amiad filter replacement, the chemical pump installation, chemical tank replacement, cogeneration unit, the effluent flow meter replacement, the emergency bypass pump install, the flush of the CCTV, the generator roofing replacement, influent slide gate install, plant barbed wire replacement, plant light post replacement, primary sludge pump install, security system upgrade, a sludge bed wall, the upgrade to the city water project, utility vault replacement, and water champ replacement. And a lot of these were brought over from prior fiscal year. We also have our trunk sewer maintenance account, and we expect to spend $154,000, and that is for our collection system and SSMP update. This is your draft budget for fiscal year 24-25. Our total funding sources are $7,952,500. Our anticipated expenses are $7,952,500, and that gives us a balanced budget. In conclusion, this draft budget proposes to meet the operational, maintenance, and capital needs of the district. This fiscal year, the district will expend all annual revenues along with the bond funding for the redundancy project and some district reserves. The fiscal year 2024-25 operation expenses are 9% higher than that of fiscal year 23-24. The 9% increase is largely due to two primary factors. The fiscal year 24-25 budget includes costs associated with operating the expanded facility post-redundancy and the new aeration basin blowers that will consume substantial energy. This budget includes additional budget for higher electricity consumption. During startup of the new process, it is known that chemical demands and laboratory testing will be increased. This fiscal year budget includes the needed budget to meet these expanded demands. And this final screen is the consolidated budget. And I am available for any questions.
All right, thank you very much. Do we have any questions right now? Or?
I do.
Okay.
Thank you. First of all, thank you. Excellent presentation. Looks like a really healthy budget. My question is under the revenues on the consolidated budget page, and I'm just wondering about the connection fees. I mean, that's almost 75%. Are you really expecting that many more people to connect?
I think that was based on... Let's see. 74%. 165,000. Yeah, that's what Jeremy. I think Jeremy expected large projects coming that will connect to the, or he knows of them.
Okay. I mean, I know we've got several going, but I just thought, I mean, that's excellent. I just
yeah. And I
wondered
think,
if that's where
I think some of it's
from.
Carryover from that haven't been.
I see that haven't
paid yet.
Okay. Very good. All right. Thank you. That was my only question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any questions? Okay. I just have, let's see, on the proposed Fund 26 project budget page,
yes.
Just the CCTV, I'm trying to figure that, what does that mean?
Closed caption TV,
gotcha. Okay, and water champ replacement, what's the water champ?
The water champ is our chemical flash mixture in our chlorine contact tank. It just mixes our chlorine injection. It's just a little motor with a propeller on the end of it, and it just mixes the chemical.
Okay, and then on, I just was curious, use of reserves. there was nothing last year, and then we have it proposed for 696.5. Do we know why we're, what's that, is that for the?
In previous years, we haven't, we've been doing the redundancy project and using the bond funding money, and we've generated a lot of reserves that we can use now for this fiscal year budget, and we do intend to do a lot of maintenance projects that we had delayed while they were building the redundancy.
And I'm just curious, too, the LAFCO budget share. What do we do there?
LAFCO is the local agency.
Yeah, local agency. I know what it
is. They tell us what our percentage of the budget is.
So you, okay.
So that is the number from them.
Just an annual fee to LAFCO. Okay. And then I was wondering about the utilities, but I see because of the new electrical system, all the new things because of our new project. So I'm very, very pleased with the budget and the conclusion. It really spelled it all out, you know, what we needed. And I think operation, that having the facility expanding is going to, you know, make the cost right. I think it's an excellent budget thing. Thank you very much. Is there any, we'll open it now to public comment. Any public comment? Okay, seeing none. So what do we do?
I have comments.
Okay.
I just wanted to say, Amy, you remember when I first came on this board and I used to pick this thing out of shreds, right? and this has morphed into a really easily readable thing, and you do a great job every year, and this is no different. So thank you for that. And you know I'm reading it, but at the same time, it's doing what I want. So thank you very much for your efforts. And that's why I had no questions. So assuming the board is in agreement, I'll be happy to make a motion.
Very much. I think we need we don't have any public comments. So yeah, go ahead if you want to make the motion.
All right. I move that we set the notice public hearing for June 5th, 2024.
I'll second that.
Okay, roll call.
Chair Linda Austin?
Yes.
Vice Chair Karen Ray Russom?
Yes.
Director Karen Bright?
Yes.
Motion carries.
And again, thank you, Amy. It was a very, very good presentation. All right, next is our...
it's going to be all Michael tonight, right?
yeah.
District Administrator and Plant Operations Report.
All right. Good evening, ladies of the board. Michael Jones, Plant Superintendent. I will be presenting the District Administrator and the Plant Operations Report tonight. The District Administrator's Report represents ongoing information on the latest district staff activities on major capital projects and studies, programmatic initiatives, regional collaboration, miscellaneous activities, and plant operations. Just a brief update on the redundancy project. Demolition work on the secondary clarifier is almost complete. The project team is currently reviewing and negotiating project change orders for the final repair. On the ongoing cogeneration project, staff reviewed location concepts and has onboarded a structural engineer for review of demolition, installation, and how to best address the floodplain. Miscellaneous item, staff attended a regional biosolids workshop. There are no plant tours during this reporting period. Some tentative items coming to your board are the adoption of the fiscal year 2024-25 budget on June 5th, and then the fiscal year 2023 audit is to be determined. Moving into the plant operations report, during the reporting period of March 1st through April 26th, there were no violations of the district's National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit to report. All process values were within permit limitations, as shown in the monthly data provided in the data charts for March 2024 and April 2024. During this reporting period, staff completed a multitude of operation and maintenance tasks, along with some work orders. There's quite a bit, so I didn't want to go line by line with them. So I'll just move on to the training that staff participated in. We participated in training on situational awareness. Operation staff participated in a valve workshop held by FAMCON Pipe and Supply. All staff participated in training on performing Quantitray fecal coliform analysis. Operation staff performed demonstration of capabilities in the district laboratory. Operators in training receive training on the disassembly and removal of influent pump number 3. And operation staff also participated in training on disassembly and cleaning of the influent pump air relief valves. We did have a few call-outs this reporting period. On March 6th, we had a call-out for a low inlet ORP alarm. Operation staff responded and raised our output percentage to the chlorine injection pump. Our ORP returned within normal range and we placed settings back to normal. On March 12th, we had a wet well high alarm. Operation staff responded and noticed influent flow was abnormally high for the time of day. Operation staff lowered the secondary clarifier number 1, returned sludge pump to lessen flow load on the headworks. Our high level subsided and headworks returned to normal operation. Operation staff is still unsure as to the cause of the abnormally high influent flows to the treatment facility, but will continue to monitor. On March 25th, we had an unauthorized entry alarm. Operation staff responded and found the heating and mixing building door was left unlocked and blew open due to the wind. Operation staff closed and locked the door, then reset security alarm upon exit. And we had no call-outs during the month of April. Moving on to our potential trunk main blockage emergency work. On March 22nd, 2024, the district was notified that a 24-inch diameter piece of plywood had fallen into the district's trunk main while a contractor was performing rehabilitation work to the district's manholes as part of Caltrans's Highway 1 improvement project. Additionally, the district was notified that the piece of plywood fell into the district's trunk main 2 days prior to when the district was notified on the 22nd.
What?
Following the notification, district staff immediately began contacting local closed-circuit television contractors to try and locate and remove the piece of plywood. On March 23rd, Mainline Utility Company, along with Avila Traffic Safety, performed a CCTV inspection at the location where the piece of plywood was lost in the district's trunk sewer main. Mainline Utility Co. was able to locate the piece of plywood wedged at a pipe joint in the district's trunk sewer main. In concert with the district operations staff, performed an emergency confined space entry to try and retrieve the piece of plywood via an extension pole with a rake attachment. Unable to retrieve the piece of plywood, Mainline Utility then went to the downstream manhole and began hydrojetting the district's trunk sewer main to dislodge and retrieve the piece of plywood. Following multiple attempts of hydrojetting the district's trunk sewer main, Mainline Utility was able to dislodge and retrieve the piece of plywood. District staff made sure to reiterate to Caltrans and their contractor that it is critical that the district be notified as soon as possible of any potential obstruction, damage, etc., to any district infrastructure. Any blockage to the district's trunk main would have been catastrophic and put not only the public safety at risk, but the environment as well. I included a photo of the piece of plywood that we were able to retrieve. Thank goodness. There was no blockage or anything like that. Moving on to some,
Michael, I looked at this in my packet. I looked at it up there. Where's the plywood? I don't see it.
It's up against those orange poles. It's kind of hard to tell.
Oh, okay. It's like a half moon.
Yes. Sort of. Okay. Yeah. It's because it's out of the partially out of the flow of the trunk main.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't figure it out either. I was trying to figure out.
Yeah, thankfully we were able to retrieve it. No blockage.
I have a very quick question too before you move on.
Yeah, no problem.
I just, until you read it so dramatically, it didn't register to me when I read the packet. What prompted them 2 days later to say, oh, we should probably tell them this?
So they actually contacted the Oceano Community Services District, and thankfully Tony, their maintenance manager, gave me a call and notified me about the situation. And then I was able to get in contact with Caltrans and get a CCTV contractor on site immediately.
But why didn't they call him that, like, as soon as they dropped it? Like, what? If they made the choice not to call right then, what made them make the choice 2 days later? It's like some supervisor said, hey, you got to go tell those guys or something like that?
I believe so. I think maybe there was just some maintenance workers it happened and then didn't notify their supervisor until later. I'm not entirely sure where the breakdown in communication was. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, thank you.
No problem.
Thank goodness. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Moving on to some staff photos. I have in this first photo, it's a photo of operator and training Nick Kurokawa performing our annual maintenance on our PC1 primary clarifier 1 drive mechanism. In the next photo, I have operator Justin Music and operation supervisor Mike Arias installing our new primary clarifier 2 sludge pump. In this photo is operator and training Robert Grajeda performing demo of the old primary clarifier 2 sludge pump. In the next photo, it's operator and training Robert Grajeda and operator Justin Music continuing the demo of the old piece, primary clarifier 2 sludge pump. In this photo, we have operator and training Robert Grajeda, operator Justin Music, and operator and training Everardo Vargas performing demonstration of capability on total chlorine residual analysis and pH analysis in the laboratory. DOC procedures are performed annually to establish the ability of the analyst to generate analytical results of acceptable accuracy and precision. In this next photo, it's of operators in training Robert Grajeda and Everardo Vargas assisting with annual biosolid sampling. In this photo, we have operators in training Everardo Vargas and Robert Grajeda receive training from operator Chris Rigoni in the removal of our influent pump number 3. And this, we have operator in training Robert Grajeda and Everardo Vargas preparing influent pump number 3 for retrieval from our influent pump room. Then in this next photo, we have senior operator Rick Jackman, operators Justin Music and Mario De Leon, and operator in training Everardo Vargas performing the removal of a sump pump. And in this photo, we have operator in training Everardo, Nick Kurokawa, Robert Grajeda, and operator Justin Music performing the demo of the old primary clarifier number 1 sludge pump. And then in this next photo, we have operator Chris Rigoni installing new sludge bed valves. In this photo, we have the Oceano Community Services District staff performing vacuum truck services on a sump at the district treatment facility. And then in this final photo, I have operator Justin Music and operator in training Nick Kurokawa installing forms for the new primary clarifier 1 sludge pump base. And with that, that concludes my report, and I'm able to answer any questions the board may have.
Any questions?
Not for me, thank you.
I do.
So I noticed, you know, normally the training list isn't this long. Well, is it just happened to be that, or is there something, is this related to redundancy, or why so much training this month?
No, it just happens to be that. And then I've also kind of included some of like operational training instead of more like classroom training in this. And it's been a couple months since we last met. Okay. So I think the timing.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Has any of the additional employees for the redundancy startup, have they been hired already and in training? Or? You say you're going to have, anticipate.
Yeah, we currently have 3 operators in trainings on staff. They're temporary. They've been on staff. We brought them on this fiscal in anticipation of redundancy starting up. But since it's been extended,
right,
we're going to continue having them on the team for right, this great, next fiscal year.
Great. I'm so glad you got that plywood.
Yes, yeah, same.
Just the pictures in your mind. Okay, is there any public comment on the operations report?
I just have a quick question. Does the OCSD using the vacuum truck over there, do we bill you for that service, or is it professional courtesy?
We get billed. Okay. Yes, yeah.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, seeing no one else, then thank you very much. Great report, as always, and to the ladies of the board. You know, we always.
It's my favorite thing you say, Michael. It's the only board I sit on where I hear that.
So that brings us to the end of our meeting, board member communications.
I do have board member communications.
Okay.
I am unavailable at the first meeting of July. In terms of scheduling, I have not yet asked my alternate if she can make that, but that is a time that Arroyo Grande is dark, so there's a chance that neither of us from Arroyo Grande could be there for the budget report. So I'll continue to talk to Jeremy when I get a chance to know whether or not my alternate is able to make that meeting. But I just wanted to give you a heads up. I will probably forget. It's not on my mind right now. So, Amy, if you don't hear from me in the next couple days, you might poke me. I would appreciate the poke.
Okay. Is that it? Anything? Nothing?
No, thank you.
Okay. Well, then we will close session. Do you announce closed session?
Turn on the mic. Oh, there it goes. Thank you. Tonight, the board will be convening in closed session as described in the agenda, conference with legal counsel, anticipated litigation, significant exposure to litigation pursuant to government code 54956.9D4, just one case.
All right. Then, with that, we will adjourn to closed session.